Good afternoon to you. I'm Corey Kessler at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Turkey has arrested 13 people in connection with last weekend's deadly bombing. 17 people were killed when a pair of bombs went off in a crowded residential area in Istanbul. The Turkish Interior Minister told reporters most of the suspects were already in custody. He said the bombings were the work of a separatist organization, but did not name any specific group. A U.S. security contracting firm is having some security issues of its own. Texas-based KBR has ordered all its employees in Iraq to hand in their personal cell phones. No explanation was given for the order. The company provides services for the Defense Department from cooking meals to driving convoys. The email says employees using the phones may be fired. It's believed to apply to the firm's employees in Afghanistan and Kuwait as well. In Omak, Washington, authorities have lifted evacuation orders for some homes threatened by a wildfire. Southeast of there, evacuation orders remain in effect. Crews battling the 2,300-acre Omak fire say they're making progress. Winds that were driving the flames subsided overnight, and today's forecast calls for only gentle breezes. A triple murder suspect is facing a new accusation. 38-year-old Scott Johnson is in custody for allegedly gunning down three swimmers at a lake in northern Wisconsin. Now a 24-year-old woman is accusing him of raping her the night before those shootings. Beachgoers in Sydney are getting a rare glimpse of two southern right whales who may have been staying just yards from the city's beach. At one beach, officials have set up an exclusion area to keep swimmers away. Some surfers say the playful pair are not fazed by all the attention they're getting. And those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source, online, on TV, or when you're on the go.